Blog Talk Radio.
The Greek oil magnate, shipping magnate, excuse me. And, of course, it's very interesting about Onassis. It is alleged that he was involved with drug smuggling, cocaine, that sort of thing. That's one of the ways where he allegedly made part of his fortune. Also, there was a thing on TV which he was featured, and he reportedly was raped by a Turkish, or seduced by a Turkish officer when the Turks in the Ottoman Empire ruled Greece, or dominated Greece, and, of course, the Balkans. And, of course, it is said that one of the reasons that Jacqueline Kennedy married Onassis is that Jack Kennedy knew he was ill. He had Addison's disease. And if he died, he wanted somebody powerful to protect her. So that's the story. Some of the things we'll find out eventually. Father of the H-bomb, who's a Hungarian, Jewish ethnicity, I don't know if he practiced, Edward Teller was born on this day. Great jazz drummer, Gene Krupa. Importantly, he was on drugs also. Great actor, Lloyd Bridges. He starred in House on 92nd Street, which was an FBI dramatization of how they detected the Nazi spy ring that was trying to steal the secrets of the atomic bomb before the United States went into World War II. It was called The House on 92nd Street, and of course, ironically, the music that was used was written by Richard Strauss, who stayed in Nazi Germany, although he wasn't a Nazi. He was too old. Also on this day, Abdel Gamal Nasser became dictator or ruler of Egypt after he ousted his fellow general, a guy named Naguib. And we are projecting, this is our political prediction, that the Egyptian army will probably take over power in Egypt. They will repeat what Nasser and Naguib did. And they don't want the religious fanatics, the Muslim Brotherhood, running that country. So we shall see what we shall see. And then we have Cardinal John O'Connor was born on stage, the Archbishop Cardinal of New York City. among the deaths today, Matthew Brady, who was the first photographer to chronicle in film, black and white film, the American Civil War. A communist who worked with Rosa Luxemburg. They were both assassinated on the same day by remnants of the German, the Kaiser's army in the new Weimar Republic. Karl Liebknecht and Rosa Luxemburg were both assassinated on this day. And the guy who worked with Livingston, John Kirk Barg, was also traveled with Livingston to Africa. I don't know much about him. First time I've heard about him. And then, of course, a famous movie about one of the worst unsolved mutilation murders in Los Angeles of a young woman who was found dissected, limbs cut off, a body, horrible things. It was done by somebody who knew how to dissect a body. And the case was called The Blue Dahlia. There was movies made about it, and it's never been solved. It was a murder that occurred during the 40s, and to this date it's never been solved. And then a great jazz trombonist, he's known as Jack Teagarden, but his first name was Walden. Interesting, great jazz player. And then, of course, one of the brains of the American Mafia, Meyer Lansky. He was one of the brains also, along with Bugsy Siegel, who invested in Las Vegas. It's the mob's smartest move. We don't know if they're in any of these casinos that have opened up here in California on the Indian reservations. That is another interesting story. Among the events today, Henry VIII set himself up as the head of Church of England, and Queen Elizabeth is, when she was crowned, is the queen of the queen who was also the head of the Church of England. Also, the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, was set up on this day. In 1922, one of the most brilliant people in Ireland's history, Michael Collins, became the leader of the Irish Free State, but he was assassinated by his own people. See the movie Michael Collins, starring Liam Neeson. Great film. And also, the Foreign Foundation in 1936 was set up as a nonprofit, but it's been co-opted by the leftists. And in 1973, I think it was, the Watergate burglars pleaded not guilty. Now, recently, nobody's following, this is one of the tragedies of the American media, nobody's following the history of the desire to set up a national health care program that would cover the people that needed it. Now, President Jimmy Carter, when he was president, had a plan and he worked with people in Congress, but he claimed that Edward Kennedy scuttled his national health care plan because Edward Kennedy thought that he was going to be the Democratic Party nominee for president, and he came up with his own plan. So this is what Carter said regarding this relationship with Edward Kennedy and the scuttling of Carter's national health care plan.
I had worked very carefully with the leaders of the five committees that had responsibility for health care, three in the House and two in the Senate. One of them was chaired by Senator Kennedy. And they all were cooperating with me. We were writing the legislation for pretty much comprehensive health care in the White House with their support and with their involvement. And at the last minute, the same week that we were going to reveal what we had finally come forward to present to the entire Congress and to the public, Senator Kennedy decided not to support it. And he withdrew his support, which was a very great disappointment to me. But it could have been a major step forward at that time, which unfortunately did not happen.
Well, you told 60 Minutes just recently that you could have had health care if
yes.
Senator Kennedy had not opposed your legislation.
I don't have any doubt about that, yes. Because we had, as I said already on this program, we had the full support and intimate involvement of Senator Kennedy and Senator Long, who was also chairman of a major committee in the Senate, and the three chairmen of the committees in the House. They were all working with me on a comprehensive bill supported by all five of them. And to repeat myself, it was Senator Kennedy who withdrew his support.
Why do you think he withdrew his support?
I think he considered himself to be the inevitable next president. and maybe he wanted to have his, I'd say, gold-plated, more comprehensive plan put into effect under his own administration. Also, he was actively running against me for president then, and maybe he didn't want me to have a major legislative success, but I would give him credit by saying that I believe it was the first option that he thought that his own bill, which he would prepare as president in office in the next term, would be better than mine.
That was the former president, one-term president, Jimmy Carter. And I use the term scuttle because Jimmy Carter had served honorably in the U.S. Navy. And, of course, Sophie Tucker was born. Sophie Kalish Tucker. She was born in Russia. Her maiden name was Kalish, but she was known as Tucker because her husband, whom she married, was known as Tuck. She decided to add the ER. And, of course, she was the last of the Red Hot Mamas, and I'm going to play this as an encore.
Any better than the rest of them. No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I'm worse than they are. They're out for all they can grab. They're one-way guys, but not me. I was going to play both ends against the middle. I sold out to them, but get this straight. I am no lamb led to the slaughter. I ran to it.
Well, we'll try again. Oh, here we go. The Lady is a Tramp. I think this is appropriate.
She's wined and dined on Mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. She's hitched and hiked and drifted too from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, she missed the Beaux-Arts ball. And what is Spicer sad? She was never at a party where they honored Noel Cass. Society, she says, is much too fast. Preferring her bohemia, first and last. She gets too hungry for dinner at A. She likes the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and fur. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, it's open, hates California, because it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She goes to Tahiti, the beach is divine. She goes to Baldy, the bleachers are fine. She follows and reads every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes a prize fight that isn't a fake. She loves the rowing on Central Park Lake. She goes to opera, stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the green grass under her shoes. What can she do? She flaps that back. She's all alone when she lowers her lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Well, since we're featuring ladies who are trans, let's play some Mae West. Here's a clip from Marilyn Monroe. We've always have seen her as a sex object, but she says she treats men with respect, and she expects respect from
her. Good morning, Mr. Haskins. Spring has ordered supply called twice. They wanted someone to pick up the cutthroats there dead. I told him you would do it, Mr. Haskins.
I'm a reporter, not a grand boy. It's not all over.
He went down the field to see about a double cage for them after he failed, Mr. Haskins.
Okay, I'll do it. How long do you have to work around here before you start calling me Mr. Hampton?
I always treat you with respect, and they treat me with respect, Mr. Hampton.
Is that a proven theory, or is it something you're just calling out?
Well, that's Marilyn. That was her first movie role. A lot of people don't know that. And, of course, we're going to end early. We're still having some problems here. Can't quite get this damn thing working. So we're just playing clips to fill in the space. I'm sorry to do that, but still haven't quite gotten this together with this new system. And so I think I'll play one more clip. And also go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, because we'll be uploading some more stuff, and we'll be on some other websites as well, as soon as we get this system down. And among the other things, I think this is Will Rogers, because I think he's very appropriate right now.
Get back from these political parties and get back to civilization, for there's nothing in common between politics and civilization. Ain't nothing common between those two at all. If as history has shown, the law does vary each succeeding civilization and varies them in accordance to the advancement of the people in that neighborhood, I feel proud that I come from that particular Middle West belt. If a civilization had to be buried as it becomes advanced enough, well, we feel proud that we're the ones to be plowed under first, that's all. In years to come, the archaeologists, I got that right. The archaeologists will dig and find Claremore, Oklahoma, and people will come there to the ruins and dig down and say, here lie the civilization. Well, then later on, they'll unearth the state capital, And then eventually, as Washington is covered up, on account of its being the least civilized, it'll be the last place covered up. They will excavate in there and find the old capital and decipher some of the old hieroglyphics, that people of those days humorously call law, They let people call them, and they'll come from the four corners. I bet they come from all over the whole country, four corners of the earth, to see what queer race live there, And they'll find places called banks where the money changes were, Men who in those ancient days lived by interest alone.
Yeah, that's a great Will Rogers. We don't have his like now. We really need somebody like. Closest one was the guy who played the piano and from Harvard. And kind of forgot his name. So we're going to end early, so we're still working out this system. We're going to play our usual thing. We'll be back Friday at 2:30 Eastern Pacific Standard Time. So we'll end with politics and poker. Maybe more politicians who play poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Be the game for children, be the game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, how to bet,
where's the call on top?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Carrot raise.
Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Dave, he's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average guy.
We're leaving a little early. We'll be back Friday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and we should have some updates on our blog. It's at a different listing, AmicusVeritas.net, AMICUSVERITAS.net. We'll be back Friday. Stay safe, stay warm. It's kind of really balmy out here. And we're going to have resource information for people who are migrating west. And if you're hungry and you don't have enough money, there is plenty of food resources. And you're not going to have steak, but there'll be helpful food, healthy food, really good bread. Do volunteer work. And also, especially people who are vegetarians, because you're not going to get wine with dinner. So we will be putting that up on our YouTube site, Amicus Veritas YouTube, and other resources, how to protect yourself from the psychopaths behind the wheel on cars, bicycles, motorcycles. Pedestrians are at risk, especially in San Francisco, because it's an anything-goes attitude, and they don't give a damn as long as they can get away with it. And practically every month, a pedestrian is killed and or seriously injured by a hit-and-run driver. So enough of this, and we're going to do our best to expose these people with their license plates and some video work that we're working on. So good night, stay safe, stay warm.